Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. This episode, we're going to talk about watermelons or pineapples. What's your perfect Subway sandwich? Should you be paying bills 50-50 with your partner, or should it all be on the man of the house? What do you prefer, Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts? Let's get right into it. For watermelon or a pineapple? Me myself is pineapple, but it gotta already be done up, you know what I'm saying? Shaved or crushed or chopped up, you feel me? If I gotta do all that, it's definitely gonna be the watermelon. But the watermelon ain't nothing to it, you feel me? Make sure you go ahead and cut it just right. And it gotta be good and ripe. Pineapples, I really haven't figured out how to find out if they're good and ripe. Maybe just the color for me is what I have to see, and then I fool with it. But something about pineapples, though, that sweet tanginess to them, money, and that juice. Rizzy rap. Now, when it comes to artificial flavoring, I just had a watermelon lemonade that I ain't even supposed to be telling y'all about. And you ain't even gonna guess where it's at. If you ever near a place that they call Tree of Dollar Tree, check it out. It's a watermelon in there that Turkey Hill make. It's called watermelon lemonade. But you hit it with your finest 2 shots of vodka, gin, tequila. Oh, it's gonna be a good night. Good night. But, I don't know. As far as pineapples, I remember being young, growing up, you know, my mom go get them. She wouldn't get the can of pineapples. She would eat the ones out there, the produce out that's in the jar, you feel me? Boy, them pineapples right there, I don't know what they did to them, but they just hit a little bit harder when they're in that jar, dog. I don't even know if they still put them out. I forgot what the brand was. It might have been the same brand that put them in the cans, but in the jar, something about them. But she ain't even used to pour out the juice. She drinking out the jar. You feel me? Then, you know, when it get low enough to where she can get in there and get some, boom, hit the spoon in there or the fork in there. Then I'll be right up under. Let me get that. every fork you get, let me get one. Because, you know, our parents, you know, they trying to share it with you, but they know in their heart they got to. But another thing, my mom put me on hitting the watermelon with that salt. It's so good. Plus, when you in Alabama weather so hot, anything cool is good when you get it. So you get you some pineapples, put them in the put like a couple of them little slices, not a slices, but a little wedges or whatever in the ice cube tray. Then pour the juice over top of it. Put the saran wrap over top of that. Put some toothpicks in there. What you done? What you done made, boy? I done made some of these licks, boy. You feel me? Come get you one of these licks. What is it? What would you do with this? You lick that, man. Or you can just pop the whole thing in my whole ice cube. But the ice cube made out of pineapple juice and got a pineapple, some pineapple slices in the middle, boy. 25 cents, come get you one. Hey, don't be stealing my ideas, though. But for me, it's pineapple over watermelon all day long. So which one you choose, watermelon or pineapple? In your mind, in your country, in your state, and in your city, what is your perfect ideal Subway sandwich? It's kind of weird because I just had a Subway sandwich earlier. Just a 6-inch and some chips, you feel me? Keep it real simple. Washed it down with a tall glass of water. For me, it's got to be, you know, a lot of everybody always said that urban cheese. But me, myself, I'm just kind of like the plain. Like, if I got to do the list, it's going to be wheat, whole grain wheat. Then I go with the urban cheese, and then I hit it with the new style flatbread. The flatbread hit, too, especially when you get breakfast. But anyway, we talking about lunch. You feel me? So my perfect subway sandwich, it gotta be wheat and the roast beef and turkey. Okay, bing. When you get it, sometimes, you know, because I'm lactose, I don't too much get the cheese. I just be like, cheese? I'm like, no, I don't want no cheese. If I do gotta get cheese, I want the American or I want the shredded cheese. I just got hip to the shredded cheese. Because shredded cheese gonna have different flavor to it, you feel me? So boom. Toasted. Sometimes I go toasted. If I'm gonna add bacon, yeah, I'm a toast. But if I ain't adding bacon, nah, but I leave it where it is. I want it cold and you feel me? Cause you know what I'm saying? It's hot outside, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna warm up when I get out the door. So being like, okay, now we finna get to adding. When I was younger, boy, I wouldn't get nothing for real. Like lettuce, tomato, and then pickles, maybe. Then I'm done. Now hit me with the lettuce first. In this order now. Hit me with the lettuce. I don't care how much you give me, heavy or light. Bust me down with some tomatoes, heavy or light. Then I need you to hit me with the black olives. Then I need you to give me some cucumbers on there. You feel me? Then after that, put the pickles on top of the cucumbers. You feel me? Then we're going to go. Now, it really depends on, you know what I'm saying, if they got that other turkey, the carved turkey, or just the regular turkey. Now they got a carved turkey. I'm gonna need you to hit it with the Chipotle Southwest and then the sweet onion. But if it's the regular turkey, just hit it with the sweet onion and then hit it with the ranch. Then you're like, oh, that's all. Don't close me up just yet. Hit me with the salt and pepper. Fop, fop. Couple times. Then you can close me up. Don't forget to cut it down in the middle now. Don't forget to cut it in the middle now. Do I need the cookies? No. Am I gonna get the cookies? No. Do I want to buy this bag of chips that you're gonna overcharge me for? No. But shout out to Subway, y'all do got them sandwiches. But I'm not finna bust down and buy them chips. Or that overpriced cup. You know what I'm saying? But then you just wash it down with a mixture of lemonade and Sprite. So what is your perfect Subway sandwich? Ladies and fellas, this for both of y'all. If you with your spouse right now, or you're not with your spouse, bring this up. Ask them, call them, text them. Wait till they get home from work. But in your opinion, when it comes to splitting down bills with your significant other, y'all live in the same house, y'all both working, or one of y'all working, whatever. Should it be 50-50 on the bill? Or should the man of the household always pay all the bills? I'm gonna say it again. When your significant other get home or whoever get home, ask them or text them, call them. How do you feel about it? Like, is y'all gonna pay 50-50 on the bills? Or should it just be up to the man? 9 times out of 10, it's a woman out there gonna say it's always up to the man. He the man of the household. He's supposed to bring on the bread and the meat, and he's supposed to take care of the house. The woman, she just solely supposed to take care of the house. That was cool in the 60s and 70s, but now it's a lot of women out there that just, you know, they feel like they can get out there and go get their own. That's cool with me. I ain't gonna lie, I was in a relationship before. It was like we wasn't even buying each other stuff. It's like when there's something come around, Christmas and Thanksgiving and birthdays and stuff like that, this is your free pass to buy whatever you like. I won't say nothing to you. I won't argue with you. It's your birthday. It's Christmas. It's whatever, your graduation, all this. Buy whatever you want. I can't say nothing. But for me, I don't know. 50-50 sound good. If I pay all the bills and then you just out all night, nah. Well, you ain't doing nothing when I come home. Nah, that ain't gonna work. I'm not quite sure about it. I've only lived with one person, lady. And when it came down to bills, it was like, you know, it wasn't 50-50, but it was just, you could say it was 50-50. You gonna pay this bill, I'll pay that bill. You make sure you keep your phone on, I'll make sure I keep my phone on. That's it. When it comes to gas and stuff like that for the car, yeah, you got some money for the gas? Got you. Because I'm using the car, you using the car. Insurance coming up, all that right there. Yeah, I can help you with that. But ultimately, if you the one finna be driving this car, I feel as if you need to be paying your car. No, you need to be paying your insurance, brother. Why is that? Believe when you're jumping my whip, baby girl, you're gonna have to put some gas in there. Gotta be help enough right there. I don't care if you're in the right down the street. Put my little $4-$5 in there. Need it. How do you feel? Like, do you think it's all solely supposed to be on the man of the house and pay all the bills? Or do you think it should be 50-50 between the husband and the wife? Or the girlfriend and the boyfriend, or whoever you are, or whoever your partner is? Ladies, fellas, fill me in. When it come down to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, which one you got? For me, when it come down to Dunkin' Donuts, they got some fire breakfast. Their breakfast deals is gonna really put you in the game. Now their coffee, I ain't too much never really had their coffee. But they breakfast, I'm telling you, boy, ain't nothing like it. Them sausage, that bacon, them eggs, the cheese on them, cuz, tell you what, putting Starbucks to shame. Like, I ain't really never had Starbucks breakfast, but I feel like it's gonna be overpriced. It ain't gonna be enough. Well, Dunkin' Donuts, they gonna look out for you. Now, when it comes to coffee, and them other little side giblets, you know, brownies and things and all that, they go. Like, I think it's called a macchiato, a frozen macchiato or something like that. Boy, boy, boy. I need one today. I need one yesterday. I need one tomorrow. But anyway, so Starbucks, as far as their catalog and their selection, they got Dunkin' Donuts beat hands down. Now, I done seen some weird stuff come out of Dunkin' Donuts. Like, some people done ordered this and ordered that. But I just don't know. Starbucks just seem like they've been on top of the game for a long, long time. Shout out to Magic Johnson. Starbucks has been on top of their game for a long, long time. Like, Starbucks is really good. Like, I like it. But when it comes to breakfast, Dunkin' Donuts got them beat hand down. Now, eating a donut out of Dunkin' Donuts, I won't do it. They don't got that protective glass, bro. Dunkin', the donut's just sitting right there behind this man. And if you talking to me, and you got to sneeze, and you turn your head away from me so you don't sneeze on me, what did you sneeze on? Did you sneeze on the donuts? Did you sneeze on the counter in front of the donuts? I'm done. I don't even want nothing else out of here. If you cough and cover you, turn your head a little bit, it went back there. So, you feel me? Every time I'm in the Starbucks, I really don't never see the operation go down. I just know that coffee is happening, and they're going to call my name. Steve? Is there a Steve? Oh, okay, yeah. Let me get that. I need it. Nah, you're going to go in there, and it's going to be packed. People in there on their laptops and all that there. But I don't need your Wi-Fi, Starbucks. I just came for the coffee. And big, like I said, man, big up to Magic Johnson, man. That was a brilliant idea, coming up with some coffee. Everybody need coffee every once in a while. You don't drink coffee, you're not American. I don't know what else to tell you. You might be from another country. And if you are from another country, you've been living in America, never had Starbucks, I don't know what's wrong with you. But you need to get it together. Anyways, it's Starbucks over Dunkin' Donuts for life. Listeners, want y'all guys to follow me on Facebook at Facebook, Stephen Gray, One Bag Steve. Follow me on Twitter at One Bag Steve. Follow me on Instagram at One Bag Steve. Add me on Snapchat at Fuzzy_Slipper. Slipper. FUZZY_SLIPPA. Thank you guys for listening. Next episode, we're going to talk about, is it cooler to go swimming in the pool or go bowling? What's your favorite 80s song? What's your favorite 90s song? And if I had $1 billion, what would I do? Or if you had $1 billion, what would you do? Anyways, we'll talk about the next episode. Thank you. God bless.